Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Both United States and Israeli political leaders are making political decisions that will hasten the rebuilding of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
United States Senate approved Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. That vote was 97-3. The three who voted against it, Senator from Maryland, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders, voted against it. But this is great news for Israel, is it not?
It is, Jimmy. Ironic in that Bernie Sanders is one of a handful of Jewish senators voted against it. But yes, it shows the overwhelming support for that move. Again, it was the Senate and the Congress as a whole in the 90s that first voted to move the embassy to Jerusalem. So that was something that Joe Biden wasn't going to try to change. And as I said last week, they're actually expanding in building near the new embassy.
Elections upcoming, David. We know that in Israel, and they're going to be sometime, I think, March the 23rd. But the polls are indicating that there are some pro-Third Temple politicians that are becoming lawmakers. Give us a quick look at the upcoming elections and the fact that these guys who want the Third Temple to be built are becoming lawmakers.
Well, Jimmy, the deadline for filing to run in the election was Thursday, and 39 parties made it onto that list. But among them was a new party that's a combination of two religious and right-wing parties that were polling below the threshold to actually make it into the Knesset. But they announced a joint list, and that shows they'll have five seats, possibly, in the new Knesset. And that includes three of their members that are openly talking about rebuilding the temple and supportive of that. So if they do make it into the parliament, as seems likely, that will be the largest number of openly pro-temple, as it were, politicians in the parliament in modern times.
David Dolan reporting that both American political leaders and Israeli politicians are making decisions that could bring about the next temple in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Political leaders do make decisions that will fulfill God's plan for the future. That's Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. A rebuilt temple in Jerusalem is a page out of Bible prophecy that can be found in Matthew 24, 15, Daniel 9, 27, 2 Thessalonians 2, 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. We are today very close to the fulfillment of these prophecies. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...